When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It's Steve here at the Start on 11 prediction show ahead of Liverpool versus Inter Milan on Tuesday night. If you are watching this show on Twitter, please do click on the link in the tweet. Come and join us over on YouTube. Get involved in the live chat. Let me know your thoughts as we try and select Jürgen's team for the big game. For those of you watching on YouTube, like I've just said, please do get in the live chat as well. Let me know your thoughts and comments as we go through this 11. Let's start off then with Alisson in goal. No surprises there, really. The big fella kept another clean sheet at the weekend. Had a little bit of help via some inept West Ham attacking, but in all, Alisson had a very good game. Very much going to star for me. My left-back, Andy Robertson. Again, no surprises there. No surprises with the big fella, Virgil van Dijk. Was absolutely brilliant again at the weekend. He's in a really good moment, is Virgil. Obviously, next to him, we know Joel Matip has trained Ibu Konate, had a good game at the weekend. So there might be a decision to be made here, but I've gone for Joel Matip to come straight back into the side. Again, Konate did nothing wrong against West Ham, but Matip is over his illness. He's trained. Jürgen said he's fine and available, and I think he goes straight back in. And then we've got Trent Alexander-Arnold at right back. So essentially what I think is Liverpool's first choice back five for this one against Milan. They score five at the weekend. Martinez, I think, gets a hat-trick. Dzeko gets two. Listen, it wasn't against the greatest opposition, I understand that, but Liverpool still needs to keep the back door closed. Just make sure there's no drama, as little fuss as possible. Right then, I'm going to do the midfield three very, very shortly. So all you guys in the YouTube chat now, please do use the comments section below to let me know what midfield three you think Jürgen will select, and also what midfield three you guys would select. While you do that, I'm just going to go show everyone a clip from this week's Around the League show with me and Ross laughing at Manchester United. So yeah, check this out. Get your comments in the live chat and we'll be back very, very shortly.
And again, the other issue with that is there's this talk of Ten Hag and this talk of Poch, but it's still not resolved or sorted itself out. And the longer that goes on, like I know there's quite a while till the summer.
Ten Hag would be good.
But because it's not sorted, and I realise it's difficult to do in the middle of a season. But the longer that drags on, they don't go, okay, Sam, we've got someone sorted. You shorten your time for it to improve. So, like, Ragnick could take them to the end of the season and then they'd get someone else in. But then you're back at the start again and going, well, you need to give him time. And you just bang and bang, yeah, and bang and bang time and go, well, how long did you give Ten Hag, for example? I get the 2 years, but then does it have to get as bad as what Ollie was doing and whoever was before him? And then go, actually, we're back at the same situation again.
I think at least if you say if Ten Hag, if he is allowed to ship players out and bring young players in, I think they accept that. I understand why they went down the wrong. I don't really like the long term caretaker thing. I get, you know, someone's going to manage the team for the next 3 weeks. Ollie's gone. They could have went to the reserve manager. Michael Carrick was still there. Just go manage the team for a few weeks. Duncan Ferguson and Everton. Go manage the team and then we're going to go and get our next manager. By doing this waiting game, because he couldn't quite get who they wanted, it's going to be an issue. Because if I'm Ten Hag, listen, Man United are massive, but do I really want to go? Do I want that job? Do I really want to be the man to rebuild Man United from there to there? Pochettino, PSG,
Mbappe and Messi.
I understand I'm about to lose Mbappe probably, but like Leo Messi's still quite good. I've still got Neymar. Yeah. If Mbappe goes, I'm sure they'll replace him with someone very, very good.
To go to Fred McTominay.
Yeah, and that's the point. Like, why is Poch? Why I get Poch likes England than he get, but like, wait for a better one.
Yeah.
Wait for a better job. The Chelsea job comes up every 2 years. Wait for that. Or, you know, like something like this. They're in big trouble. I'd be amazed if they've come top four now.
Do you think that's?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, so that was me and Ross having a good old laugh about Manchester United and the current predicament that they find themselves in. If you want to check out that show each and every week, it streams on our subscription service, Red Men Plus. Obviously, there's tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content each and every week, but we also do have the Around the League show where we take a look at Europe and in particular the Premier League and see what else is going on. So head on over to theredmentv.com, have a little look at Red Men Plus. If you think that you would enjoy it, which I definitely think you would. Right then, before that quick break, I asked you guys about the midfield three, what you guys would do, what you think Jürgen will do. I'll read a few of those out now. So Lucas Duffy says he thinks Curtis will start. We've got SG who says it will be Fab, Hendo and Naby. Austin says Naby deserves a start. We've got Amal who says it'll be Fab, Hendo and Thiago. And then Hunter 15 who's gone for Fab, Harvey and Thiago. And then it's Conchillian, I think that is, who says Fab, Naby and Jones in midfield. I have gone for Fabinho. He did the press conference today, which I always think is a bit of a clue that it'd be weird for him to do the presser and then not start the game. So I've gone for Fab in midfield. I too have stuck with Naby Keita on the left of the midfield three, and I have gone for Jordan Henderson as well. Let me move over here while I explain my thinking. I know Thiago's back in training. I can't imagine he's going to want to play Thiago for the 90, but I do think he comes on at some point. You've got to remember, Liverpool can make five subs in there. So if we've got five subs, I think we will see some Thiago at some point. We've got Milner, who might get on. I wouldn't be shocked if all three of these actually don't finish the game. It wouldn't be a huge surprise if that is the case, because we can use those five substitutes. So it makes sense that we've done that. But I think he will go with the starting midfield there. In terms of my attackers then, you probably might have just seen Luis Diaz for me start this one as well. I've gone for Diogo Jota up front, and then Mo Salah on the right-hand side. I actually wouldn't be shocked if Mo not so much got dropped, but was rested. He's had a couple of iffy-ish performances right now. But in general, I think the best thing to do Mo Salah is play, let him play through that, let him try and get a goal and work his way out of it. I am not benching Mane, I'm not dropping Mane. It's a case of, I think Jürgen would really like to get more minutes into Jota. He's made a couple of sub appearances, hasn't he? I think it would be, now's the time for him to start. And again, if you do have to take him off, bearing in mind you've got those five subs as well, then I think it makes sense for Jota. Here's a chance for you to get some minutes into him in a game that, you know, Liverpool are 2-0 up. It's worth mentioning that already. So there's a bit of a cushion there. Like I say, you can bolster the bench with whatever you want to do. You'll add 12 subs. I've got. Let me move all these lads over because I've just realised I've got a time for 12 subs into that gap. So I think Diaz on the left again, I think makes sense for me. I think he's having a really good moment. Why take him out of it? Salah needs to play through it and Jota again. It's harsh lines on Sadio, who I think has been really, really good. But I my guess is that's what he'll do. Like I say, if you're looking at resting players or getting other players in, he could easily, if I want to play Jota, which I think Jürgen definitely does, he could leave Diaz out and put Sadio over there. Wouldn't be a huge shock if he did that. I'm just having a little bit of a guess. I think he'll really like to get some minutes into Jota's legs. So that's why I've gone for that team. Right then, let's have a look at the bench. And there's loads of them. Look at us. 12 of these lads to get through. So there's tons and tons for us to look at. So obviously I've gone for, and I'll whiz through these quickly. It's pretty much everyone who's available. Because Bobby Firmino has trained and he could be in the squad, but I've got a feeling Jürgen kind of half mentions it might be a bit too soon for him, so Bobby isn't on my bench. I think everyone else pretty much in the squad is. So Kelleher, Tsimikas, Konate, Milner. I've got Curtis Jones, Harvey Elliott, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Thiago, Sadio Mane, Taki Minamino, Joe Gomez, and Divock Origi. Like I say, 12 subs allowed you on the bench. You can make five of them. So hopefully Liverpool get to a place where they're comfortably through and then they can start thinking about saving legs. But the job isn't done. 2-0 is a good lead, but it isn't insurmountable. But, you know, there's no away goal. So if Inter Milan win 2-0, we're going to extra time. That needs to be in consideration as well. So Jürgen can't just rest everybody. He's going to have to pick a strong team, which I think he will. Bear in mind, there's a big old gap then between Tuesday, Saturday. The turnaround from Saturday night into Tuesday, you know, 3 days is all, I think, just about okay. And then obviously a bit of a longer gap then towards the Brighton game. So I think legs should be okay. I'll have a little look at your comments now then. I've got AJ who says, I'd rest Diaz, and Nito same says I think Diaz will come off the bench. Milo says the same, he thinks Diaz might get a rest as well. Himo, I think, who says I think Milner will start for Naby. I was debating this myself. I was speaking to producer Joe before and I was looking at midfield and I was thinking he might pick Milner, but I think if you pick Milner it would be to the Henderson. I don't think he would ever go for Henderson, for being the old Milner again if he could. But I was thinking the same. Hendo has played a lot of footy. I wouldn't be that surprised if Milner started alongside Keita. We've got a super chat from Football is Beautiful, thank you very much. I don't think Keita will start. Yeah, listen, it could be Jones. He's got options. My guess is I don't think he'll want to start Thiago, rushing him straight back. So Jones is an option, Chamberlain's an option, Milner's an option. So there are plenty. I think he will start Keita. Actually, I think Keita's in another one. He's in a good moment and he's fit. You might as well get the best out of him now while he is fit. Harvey's another. I didn't even mention Harvey Elliott there as well. Adventure Vlog says maybe Origi in for Salah. Maybe. I mean, Divock, again, I don't see it, if I'm honest. Maybe that mean playing Jota right, Divock up front. I don't think he'll do that. I don't think he'll want to take Mo Salah out. I think he'll want to look after him and maybe try and get his confidence back with the goal here, looking ahead. So I think Salah starts for me. Obviously, and to be honest, if it wasn't Mo, I'd probably put Taki in the pecking order on that right-hand side, if that was his thinking. But again, I just don't see it. I've hidden Taki there. I'll move Joe Gomez down. So Taki, if anyone's going to play right, it could be him. But I think he's going to stick with Mo Salah. Tom says Keita needs rest. Why? He's had it played. He's been injured for a while. He's been out. I don't think Keita needs rest at all. And I thought he was brilliant against West Ham, so I agree. Let's see. We've got Mo needs a rest. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Is it fitness related? I don't know. He's in a teeny tiny slump in which he scored 4 and 6. Like, it's not the end of the world. I don't think he had a particularly good game, but I don't think it's physical. I think that was more, he misses that early chance and then ends up getting himself in a bit of a tiz and gets in his own head. So I think, again, the best thing to do with Mo Salah is just play him. There aren't that many games left. He seems to be a lot, he's very robust. I don't think he needs the rest. If anything, you can start him and take him off if you need to. I think that's probably the better way of going about it. So That's why I picked that team. Yeah, fingers crossed. Anyway, Liverpool are able to beat Inter Milan, get through to a quarter final, another Champions League quarter final. That is the 11 I think is going to do it. So I'll run through it very quickly one more time for those of you who are listening. I've got Alisson, Robbo, Van Dijk, Matip, Trent, Fab, Naby, and Henderson, and then Diaz, Jota, and Mo Salah. And then the bench is just jam-packed full of quality. It's an amazing squad that Jürgen, Michael Edwards, and all that team have assembled. So we're in good hands there. Right, guys, thanks very much for those of you joining me in the live chat for your help. Really do appreciate it. As speaking of that Inter Milan game, me and Elle will be back in the studio for the watch-along. So please do come and join us for that. You basically put the game on the TV, mute it, sync up with our clock and get completely biased Liverpool commentary. We'll be live about an hour and 15 minutes before kickoff with our team news reaction show. And then we'll be live about 15 minutes before kickoff for the watch-along. So please do come and join us. That will be live on YouTube, streaming live here. So if you click the little alert notification on our channel now, subscribe. Click the little alert bell and then you'll get an alert when we do go live on both those shows. I do hope you can join us. Like I say, thanks very much for everyone in the live chat for helping me out. If you're not watching live, do use the comment section below to let me know what 11 you think Jürgen will and should pick for this game as well. That's pretty much it from me. So I'll see you for the watch along on Tuesday. Until then, catch you soon. Ta-da.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.